Hi, this is a dictation from Ms. Quaria Humphrey. Quaria Humphrey. The date of service is 12/22/2022. Date of birth is 7/21/1979. The date of accident is 5/5/2020. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She reports that she's having a lot more pain, which are not controlled by the pain medications. That is not helping her. She's crying in the office with big tears. She also reports that she's visiting chiropractor Dr. Mustafa, which is also not helping her. She also reported that she needs to go to physical therapy and she has not been able to keep up all the appointment of physical therapy. The pain level that is reported is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as in the knee on the right side. She also has a pain in the ankle and foot, which is also 10. The injury was 2 years ago and she has had all kind of treatments. And she has had one epidural injection and after that she never had any injection treatment. She doesn't want any injection treatment or any surgical consultation. According to her, her ADLs are affected 10 and she reports 50% improvement in the pain level overall since the time of accident. The ADLs that are affected and reported are general activity, mood, walking, at work, relationship with other people, sleep, enjoyment of life. 10 scale of 1 to 10. The neurologist side patient reports headaches, difficulty sleeping, tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, and chronic fatigue. But denies any dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, vision disturbances, blackout, seizures, or any other loss of memories. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in both shoulders, neck, and lower back, as well as pain in the both shoulders, neck, and mid-back, upper back, and lower back. Pain in the right knee and right ankle and foot. And moderate difficulty walking. She uses a cane to walk with. In the GI patient, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level. And the medical history, there is no, there is a backache and neck, spine, discomfort and pain. Surgical history and hospitalization, no changes in 30 days. Weight loss, other traumas are not. None in the last 30 days. Current pain medication is Norco. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 128/68, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will be sent from previous visit of 1/12/7/2022, dictation number 1210-044. Diagnosis is the same. The plan is to continue physical therapy for 2 times per week. We have requested physical therapy evaluation and a recertification from the therapist, and if not received, this therapy will be concluded. And patient will be discharged. Because we believe the patient already has a sufficient amount of therapy. We do not have all the records. IME records have been requested. We have not received them. For now, she remains work disabled and housework replacement. Thank you. Medication-wise, she was provided 7.5 milligram Narco, one daily, 15 tablets, and naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, and melatonin were provided. Fear set, 50 tablets and Xanax 0.5 for anxiety was provided. She will be referred to a neurologist and a psychiatrist to continue her further treatment.